Okay, guys. I'm going to be really rude and make you stop all your conversations. Come on back. We got some exciting news to share. And want to just keep this going. Going to mute this here. All right. As you can see here, we have specimens of our youth pastor and his wife, of Luke and Amber Backus. And a lot of you know we've been praying for them this last couple of weeks about future ministry on the other side. We're paying them part-time. We've been paying them for these first 6 months, 7 months or so, we've been paying them just a couple $1,000s a month, which is awesome, but hard when you have a family. The elders this last week decided, thanks to a gift that was given through an inheritance, that we're going to increase Luke and Amber's salary with that money for $200 for the rest of this year. And so we're going to be able to give them $2,200. So that's just on our end, just on the little end. That's great that we can do that. But I also, just before I say the rest of the good news, why do you need a house? And tell us what happened this week.
Right. So many of you that are on Facebook and youth group, you know about this. So where I work currently, we're shutting down. I work for a nonprofit organization. We serve adjudicated youth, and we kind of work out of a group home type setting. And so end of this month, we're shutting down. So a lot of these boys are either going home or to another program. Well, I've become attached with a couple of the guys, but mainly two young men. They're 16 and 17 years old, and they kind of don't have a family to go home to. So, for example, if you see my video, one kid was 9 years old, and he went to make coffee, before he went to school. And, of course, 9 years old, you shouldn't be drinking coffee. But anyways, he went to grab the sugar and poured the sugar in his coffee to stir it up. And he drank the coffee, went to school, and had a heart attack at school. Well, it wasn't sugar. It was crystal meth. And so that's how he was introduced to drugs at age 9. So that's his family atmosphere. And so when I told, so my wife and I, we've been praying about this for years, just taking in, God has put on my heart to be a father to the fatherless. And so here's like a perfect opportunity for us. We prayed about this. And Tuesday or Wednesday, we got approved for this house rental over here on Jennings and River Road. So still in the area. Yeah, it's a three-bedroom, three-bathroom house, and we're pretty excited about it. So we're able to take in these two boys, CJ and Angel are their names. And, I've been in this program for almost 2 years, so I've had almost 2 years with these boys. I know their hearts. I know, where they want to do in life. They've given their life over to Christ, and they want to live for God, and they just need help and encouragement in that direction. And, just a lot of questions surrounding, like, Caroline and Amber and all that. Being with these boys for almost a year and a half, 2 years, I know their hearts. And so I look at them as having two extra protectors over Amber and Caroline in the house. So, no need to worry about that. What happened? You want me to tell, the rest, or do you?
You got it? Or?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I don't know. It's exciting just that they've been trying to raise some money. You've been trying to raise $10,000, right?
Yeah.
Through Facebook and through the different funds, and I don't know if even all of you have even knew about that or heard about that, but if just want to encourage you all to give individually if you can, above and beyond tithe. And how much has been raised already, total?
$7,200
already. So that's awesome. And again, praise the Lord for you, for our church, for surplus or whatever. But we've given the first and last month's rent to $2,500 from the church to cover the first starting, because we want to make sure that happened right away. So that money's already in and good, right? All taken care of. So it's fun to see how this is happening so quickly and God's blessing that. And so I just like to pray for you guys as get us all to pray for us and as we continue thinking about the God who knows us and searches our heart and knows what's going on from the very beginning. I love how I see his fingers all over this, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen. So let's just real quickly, Lord, for Luke and Amber, we have been praying, and you've heard. And we just publicly, together as our community of faith, we just cry out together in agreement that you would cover this whole situation. You have opened the doors, and so they're going through it. And I just thank you for that faith to trust you, even though Luke's job situation is changing. So I just pray that you provide all their needs and another work opportunity and just all that, Lord, that we're just going to cover and expect on you. Thank you for a chance just to give our offering right now and again, to celebrate who you are and how much you take care of us. And like that song says that we're going to sing, that you never let go of us. And so we just claim that right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, you guys. Come on, Andrew.
Hey, real quick. There's two jobs I'm looking at right now. One is a part-time job. The other one's working in the Gladstone School District. So that way, if I get that job or the other job, that will help free me up to not only do part-time, you know, work here with the youth, but kind of catapult me into full-time youth. So be praying about that. You know, something I want to be excited about.
So now we could sing about this one. I guess we just didn't want to earlier, but he's still holding on. So as the offering's going around, if you feel free, if you want to stand up, you can stand up. If you want to sit down, you can sit down. But just praise the Lord with this song.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near, and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on, a glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth, and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you, still I will praise you.
And I can see a light.
Yes, I can see the light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you, still I will praise you. Oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Oh no, you never let go,
through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, and every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Lord, you never let go of me. Lord, you never let go of me.
I want to quickly introduce this next skit, which is kind of becomes our sermonette of Psalm 139. Is they focus, these guys are called the skit guys, and they focus on the closing prayer of Psalm 139. Search me, know my heart, try me, test me, see if there be anything in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And they do a funny and poignant way of making this prayer very personal and real for all of us, and I hope it prepares us for the Lord's Supper. So enjoy the skit, guys.
We wanted just to give you some scripture to help you out with that. It's one of our favorite verses, and it's in Psalm 139, and it's verse 23 and 24. And for us, this verse just really means a lot because you can make this a prayer. And it says this, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test my thoughts. Point out anything in me that you find sad, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." I mean, that's a great prayer right
there.
Yeah,
it's a very introspective passage that you can make into a prayer. So let's just kind of show them what it would be like to turn that into a prayer. So they can
work
it
out. Just work it out right now.
Yeah.
As a skit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
All right. Okay. She said, "Woo!"
I didn't know if it was... I thought there was a spider monkey out there. I didn't know what that was.
All right. Okay, here we go. Okay. Search me, O God, and know my... Search me, O God. What? Tommy? You look a little constipated. What's going on? What's going on?
I am not Tommy.
You're not Tommy. Who are you?
Nay.
Are you a horse?
What? Nay.
No. What?
I'm God.
You're God.
Yay.
Oh, search me, oh God.
Yeah, that's what God says. Yay and nay.
Yeah. What are you? Okay, I'll go with it. What are you? Okay, you. What are you doing? What are you doing now, God?
I am smiting people.
Oh. You're smiting people?
Yeah, smite!
You know, smite. You know, smite.
Okay. Finished?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm. All right. Did you get him?
No, I spared him.
You spared him?
Yes.
I wouldn't have.
Okay.
No, come back. Okay. But you know what? We have skits where, you know, one of us plays God, you know, like God's chisel, that kind of stuff.
Okay, so, I'll be Jesus.
Well, we got skits like that too.
Okay, well, that's the two parts of the Trinity, so I don't know what you want me to do.
There's three parts of the Trinity.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you know.
It's God and Jesus. That's
no,
it.
No, yo. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Yeah, so yeah.
Oh. I thought that was the three people singing it.
No, that's a trio. That's a trio.
Oh, so yeah. The Trinity is like a trio of God.
Yeah, Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll be the Holy Ghost, yeah. All right? I'm like Casper. I'm friendly, but I'm holy. All right? Yeah. You can just call me HG, all right?
Okay. I'll call you God, but it'll be implied that you're the Holy Spirit. You are that still small voice.
That's what that is. I thought it was aliens.
No.
Feels so much better.
Okay. All right. So we'll just keep. Okay.
All right.
Search me, O God.
All righty.
Whoa. No, you are not. Yep, no.
You just relax.
I can't.
All right, let's
relax. I can't relax. No.
A lot easier if you'll relax.
I can't.
Let me just get you to move right over here. All right. Just Here we go. Just take a seat. Here we go. What are you doing?
I thought you were...
No, I don't like to get fingerprints on this.
Oh.
What did you think I was doing?
So what is this?
This is your heart right here. See that? Uh-huh. That's your heart. Uh-huh. And, well, your heart has muck and guck on it.
My heart has muck and guck.
Yeah.
Muck and guck.
I mean, that's what I see right there. I see muck, guck, and, oh, there's some yuck. Yeah, yeah. Your heart has muck, guck, and yuck, like a lifetime of bad choices covered with muck, guck, and yuck.
Muck, guck, and yuck. Seriously, that's what the Holy Spirit's going to say, muck, guck, yuck. Seriously, muck, guck, yuck.
Okay. You want serious?
Sure.
I'll give you serious. Your heart is a wellspring of life. You should guard it with all that you are, because there is a great battle going on for the allegiance of your heart, and most times you're doing lukewarm at best.
Search me, O God, and know my heart, test my thoughts.
There you go.
What are these?
Those are your thoughts.
These are my thoughts?
Yeah.
Not my thoughts. Yeah, there's no way they're... These are my thoughts. Wow, wow. How did you get a hold of my thoughts?
Hello.
Right, okay, all right. Okay, this is something for me to peruse a little bit later, and I will do that, okay?
Let's just go through them right now.
Go through my thoughts?
Yeah.
I don't want... No, not in front of all these people. I don't want to go through my thoughts in front of these people.
Why not?
Well, I mean, they're going to think what I think of. They're thinking about my thoughts, and those are my thoughts that I'm thinking. If they're thinking my thoughts, I'm thinking, wow, those are my thoughts that they're thinking. That's a lot of thoughts to be thinking, you think?
Fortunately, I'm the Holy Spirit, so I understand those groanings. Look, let's just start at the top. We'll just go through. Just trust me, okay? It's not bad. Starting at the beginning, in the A's, you have some anger issues.
I don't have anger issues.
You really do.
I don't, no. Yeah, I don't have anger issues.
Well, I mean, your parents would say that.
Okay, no. My parents come from a different generation. They don't get the world that we live in now, okay? So it's not anger, okay? It's appropriate frustration, but it's not anger, all right? Okay, all right, okay?
Okay, okay,
okay,
fine.
Okay, 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 okay?
Yeah, okay, okay. How about your friends? Your friends say...
Okay, my friends, I am the leader of my friends, and they come to me for advice, all right? And I give them advice, but they do not take my advice, and it makes me a little angry, okay? It gives me this. Do you see that? It gives me that, okay? But I am the leader, and they don't listen. Do you know what it's like to be a leader of a lot of people, and they do not listen?
Have you ever read the Bible?
I'm just saying, okay? I'm just saying that I think my anger is in check, and sometimes that anger can be very, very healthy in a lot of different ways, okay? It's an emotion, all
okay,
right?
Okay, but the people that drive on the road with
they're
you...
They're morons! They're complete idiots! They are morons! They should all go to... an island, a secluded island where there are no cars and far, far away from me.
Wow, no anger problems here.
Okay, all right. I have a hang up, and I will work on this, all right? I will work on it, okay? But I mean, does it really matter what I think?
Oh, yeah. As you think in your heart, that's who you are. Listen, you sow a thought, you reap an action. You sow an action, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a lifestyle. And it all begins with your thoughts.
But here's the deal. I can't erase everything in this book. I mean, it's my past.
I'm not asking you to erase it. I'm asking you to trust me with the story that I'm weaving through your life. It's called history for a reason.
History. His story.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's good, though. Search me, O God, know my heart, test my thoughts. That's a lot, right?
It's a great place to start, but I'd like to go deeper.
Do we have to?
We don't. We don't have to go deeper, and to be honest with you, most of my children don't even make it to this point. But I have great plans for you, and I don't want you to miss out on anything, so I hope you'll trust me.
Okay. Search me, O God, know my heart, test my thoughts, See if there's anything in me that makes you sad.
What could I possibly do that would make you that sad?
What you doing?
I couldn't sleep, so I'm just, you know, I'm on the computer.
What's her name?
I don't know her name. I mean, it's just, you know, just a she, you know.
Well, it's obvious she's a she.
Hey, she's your creation. I was just admiring your creation.
You ever thought about looking at trees?
You made those too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll look into that one.
She?
Yeah.
You don't even know her name. I know her name, and I know everything about her. And I know the plans I have for her, and this is not a part of it. And this, looking at women in a degrading way, this makes me sad.
Okay. Okay, I have a habit.
Great,
right?
Admitting it is the first step.
Okay, and I'm sorry about this. I really, really am sorry.
And you're forgiven.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean for this to happen.
I heard you're sorry, and you're forgiven.
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay, you know what? You need to quit that.
What?
Well, you say I'm sorry all the time.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm sorry.
Stop it.
Okay.
Listen, you've been forgiven. Receive my forgiveness. When you don't receive my forgiveness, you cheapen my grace. And this whole I'm sorry all the time, it makes me sad.
Yeah, but I
But what?
Nothing.
No, say it.
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
Yes,
no.
You were.
No, I was not.
Yes, you
no,
were. And now you're lying to me. And when you lie to the Holy Spirit, that makes me sad.
Well, I
Just say it.
No, I wasn't.
Say it.
There's nothing to say.
I dare you.
Can the Holy Spirit dare?
Just did.
Okay. I wasn't going to say nothing.
Yeah, you were. You were going to blame me.
I wasn't going to blame you.
Yes, you
no.
were. Yes,
no,
you were.
What?
Listen, you blame me. You blame me. It's crazy because great things happen in your life. I get no credit. Something bad happens. Boom. It's my fault. You blame me for things. And it's not me. I didn't do it. And when you blame me, that makes me sad.
Okay. You're right. But I mean, okay. But look at me. I mean, me. Okay. I mean, me isn't a lot. Okay. And when I try to go out there and walk this walk of faith and I look at other people, I mean, look, Ray. Okay. Ray is a great example. Ray has it all together. He's a great leader. I mean, he's a good Christian.
He is a good guy.
He runs the race. Yeah. I mean, when he talks, people listen to him. Have you seen his Christmas card of his family?
No, I have it on my refrigerator.
See what I'm saying? I mean, Ray, he just has it all together. Everybody loves Raymond, you know? And when I look at his life, and if I could just be a little bit more like Ray.
If you could be more like Ray, you know who you'd be?
Who?
Ray. I want you to try to be like me. This comparison thing, it makes me sad.
Well, isn't that just it, though? I mean, let's just be honest. If we're going to be honest and real, you're just tolerating me.
What?
Over my past, over my hurts, my habits, my hang-ups, all the things that I've done, you're just tolerating me.
Oh, listen, and catch this. Jesus Christ didn't die on the cross so that I could tolerate you. He died so that this relationship could be repaired. And when I look at you, I see his perfection, not your hang-ups.
I'm just worried with my life that I'm going to fail you.
You worry so much.
I was worried you're going to say that.
Listen, when you worry, you're not trusting me.
I trust you. No, worrying is showing you that I really, 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 really care.
No, worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, and it doesn't take you anywhere.
That That is good. Do you mind if I tweet that?
Not right now.
I'm really worried that I'm going to forget that. Okay, all right. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's anything in me that makes you sad, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Lead, that's an action word, lead. Okay, so if I do more, if I get involved when I go back home, if I do more things for your kingdom, then I will see I will honor you and I will see. What are you trying to do? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm trying to get you on your knees.
Well, it's not working.
Nope, this is all you.
Oh, you want me to pray?
Yeah.
I'll pray. That's cool. Okay. All right.
A little more.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Okay.
That's cute.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But see, I think this is really a good emergent prayer stance, okay? Because there's so many things to do, all right? If my phone rings, I'm there. If a text happens, I'm there. I can pray, but I'm there. I'm always ready to go, all right? Always ready to do what I need to do, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't create you to be a human doing. I created you to be a human being. I just want you to be still and know that I'm God. Now make this your prayer.
Why don't you just put me on my knees?
I can, but I don't want to, and you certainly don't want me to. Now, make the verse your prayer.
Search me, O God. Know my heart. Test me, know my anxious thoughts. Create in me a pure heart, clean up my thoughts. I want to live for you. Show me those things that make you sad and let me just go a 180 away from them and live the abundant life that you have for me. And lead me in the way of everlasting life.
There is a God who sent his son to die on a cross so that you could have a relationship with him. And the greatest relationships are the ones where people talk to each other. And he longs for you to spend time talking to him like that and listening to him like that so that he can be your God and that you can be everything he created you to be. Talk to him.
Thank you.
And to me, the Lord's Supper can be that vehicle for you just to have that intimacy with the Lord. If this becomes just a ritual for you, if all it is going through the motions, then it's one of those forehead slaps. It just makes God sad. But to realize what Jesus did for you on the cross and why we remember this and our desire to pray that prayer, and then, God, would you search me and know me and test me and lead me in your way. The Lord's Supper is a great reminder that helps us to have that. And so I encourage you to listen to the Lord. Anybody that knows Jesus as your Savior, you're invited to the table. You're not obligated. You don't have to go. We're not going to pay attention if you go or not. It's up to you if you want to come up and take a cup and a piece of the bread that we have here. It's up to you. But I encourage you to use this time again to let God examine you and think about it. We're going to sing a song before we ask you to come up, and makes you think about who God is and why we do this.
I have a maker.
Before even time began, my life was in His hands. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. I have a Maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hands.
Father.
I have a Father. He calls me His own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go.
Change those words a little bit. It goes, you know my name. How about that?
You know my name.
You know my every thought.
You know my every.
You see each tear.
You see each tear that falls and hears me when I call. See each tear that falls and hears me when you hear me when I call.
Let's all stand together, and as you feel ready to come up front, we welcome you to the table.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Redemption's hill, where your blood was spilled for my ransom, and everything I once held dear. I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross. You were as I, tempted and tried. You are the Word became flesh for my sin and death. Now you're risen, and everything I once held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. And bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me, oh, lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross. To your heart. To your heart. Lead me to your heart. To your heart. Oh, lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me, lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me, lead me to the cross.
Lord, how can we say thanks for all that you've done for us? Just going through this time is amazing, but it feels so often like it just falls short of what we want to say to you of thanks and how we truly want to give you our lives. And so, Father, the things that you are saying to each one of us individually, we hear you. Thank you that you know our names and you love us no matter what. Thank you that you ask us and you challenge us to search our hearts. You ask us, Lord, to pray these things to you and to offer our lives to be changed. And I pray that this congregation, that we as a family together would together learn what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ 24/7, every day, 365 days a year. Help us, Lord, to be sold out to you. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the power and the strength and the support, no matter what, as you take us on this journey of life. Be with each person, Lord, wherever they're at and whatever's going on. And may you just give them the strength this week to take a stand for you and to live for you and to resist what our old self used to do and to follow you completely. That's what we pray. That's what we pray. Can we stand and kind of go out thanking the Lord and celebrating? We sang this before. Let's just sing the chorus.
Here we go. And it's all because of Jesus I'm alive. And it's all because the blood of Jesus Christ that covers me and raised this dead man's life. And it's all because of Jesus I'm alive. It's all because of Jesus. And it's all because of Jesus I'm alive. And it's all because the blood of Jesus Christ that covers me and raised this dead man's life. And it's all because of Jesus I'm alive. Yes, it's all because of Jesus I'm alive. And it's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
Thank you, God.
God bless you guys. Go be the church. Happy Father's Day, dads. We should be called the children.